Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what it is.
Word up, man. Another day, another dollar.
It's the Boom Bap Hour, y'all. What's going on, y'all?
Ooh, we've been chilling. We got a guest up in here. Original OG. Uh-oh, gangster.
He not really an OG, though.
He just
from the original class. He's not really an OG though, because he was in class too early.
Oh, he came in class too early.
I met the nigga when he was mad young. I was like, oh.
Well,
shit. But
I said, well, how early is too early? You know.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying he was ahead of the class at a very young age. You know what I'm saying?
Very young age. Yo, introducing my man, C-Ball, baby.
C-Ball!
What's good?
What's good, fam? Appreciate you for having me.
Yes, welcome to the Boom Bap Hour.
Hold on. Now, as it comes to Bizzo, this is the first nigga to ever come to the studio and buy a beat off me in Augusta.
Okay, so we got to get it.
The very first.
Okay.
And
went to buying them like hotcakes.
Hotcakes.
Back to back.
Dog, he fucked me up because he bought, like, yeah, I'm used to niggas just buying one, moving on for a minute. This nigga bought three and then came back the next day. Like,
no,
what's up?
No.
You ain't got no more.
Real shit.
Nice.
I made him go in the other folder.
Facts.
No.
Because look, he fucked me up. He fucked with the sample shit heavy. So, you know, I'm coming from Philly. That's what I was on.
Hold on. See, where you from?
I'm from Augusta, born and raised.
Born and raised. So you a native. You Augusta native.
Born and raised.
True and raised, baby.
Born dope.
And raised,
right
here. Uptown, downtown,
Uptown,
east town, all around.
Village.
Okay.
Born village to Tobacco Road.
Okay.
But I go in and well.
I used to stay in Barton Village when the health department used to be on the corner.
Yeah,
My mom used to work there.
I grew up on the next corner.
On the next corner.
Amsterdam and London.
Okay. That's what's up, man.
Man, my face called like a black card. Did my city.
Nah.
From the bottom back to uptown.
Back to uptown.
The face card like the black card.
I go where I want to go. This shit here good.
Okay. That's what's up, man. Well, look, man. Tell me, what got you into hip hop, B?
Beyond my older brother.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
OG Reek D.
OG Reek D.
Shout out to the big Reek. Homie. OG
Reek
D.
That's your brother.
I'm my mama's son.
You know what? Now it makes sense. Because I'm looking, okay. So everything adding up when I saw what I saw in the book. Yeah. All right. That's what's up.
So, you know, when I was a youngin', bro, DJ, rap, all that. So, that's the first person to put a microphone in my hand.
Wow. He should have been here, man. I got to get him on the show.
I got to get him going on the show.
You know what I mean? But word, man. So, y'all was just, what, rapping together or?
See, you know, me and bro got a big age gap, though. You know what I'm saying? So, he was doing his thing. He was more late because bro used to DJ more than rap in the beginning. Know what I'm saying? But I kind of like took to the rapping, but rapping always been like therapeutic for me. Know what I'm saying?
So no doubt, no doubt.
That shit really just took the back burner to the streets with me.
So the streets, so you just saying, when you mean the streets, what you mean?
Like the streets.
So you was in the streets or you was one
of
these ones that's really rapping about the streets?
All the way outside. Yeah,
like you really, really in the streets.
I was outside.
Outside.
Like,
Bizzo
tell you, first time I came to Bizzo, the work, the pistol, everything in the studio.
This nigga was all the way outside. So I said, okay, I'm in the real Augusta right now. I'm fucking with the real Augusta because these niggas not playing.
Oh man.
But
damn.
It's always had a thing for the music, though. It's always been a passion.
Like, okay, now, hold on. All right, now, okay, so let me just ask a question then. Okay. Because, like, before I came to Augusta, I heard a ball.
Before you even came?
Right.
Oh,
before
wow.
I even came to Augusta, I heard a C-ball because of this nigga named Nino Storm. Tell us about that, my nigga.
Well, I met Nino Storm, I probably I was a young nigga, about 13, 14.
That's why I said this nigga was outside.
Hold on, what year was this?
This early.
This is the 90s, ain't it?
Late 90s. Okay.
I mean, I probably about 13, 14. Like I say, though, I always been in the music, though, recording and shit like that.
How early did you start?
recording.
Yeah.
I started recording like 12, 13.
Like 12, 13?
Yeah.
So okay, finish the story. Finish.
So Nino Storm, he's actually from Pittsburgh, but he was down here doing music. Okay. I booked a session with him, and he like, man, ain't no way in hell you that. Yo, so I'm like, yeah,
yeah. Right.
But I ended up on his single.
Yep.
Wow.
On his single.
At 13, 14.
Yeah, on his single. I was like, what, junior high school, something like that.
What high school you went to? Junior high school you went to?
Glen Hills Middle.
This early then.
Yeah, I was their first Glen Hills Middle. I was their first. So when they first opened. When it first opened up.
Yeah,
I was the first.
I remember when it opened.
I was the first graduating class.
Good. Wow. Awesome. That's so
cool. Wow. Wow. That's what's dope. So from there, it just became more of a passion. So yeah. I mean, hold up, man. Wait, 13, 14 years old. You doing your thing like that.
Like, I was doing shows with him in clubs. I wasn't even old enough to get in. I wasn't even old enough to buy a cigarette, let alone talking about some liquor. You know what I'm saying?
It was a good old day.
Yeah,
it was a good old day.
Okay, so look, imagine this. This is my introduction. I get Pastor Troy CD and I get Nino Storm CD at the same time.
Right.
So I heard Pastor Troy and I heard him.
Okay.
And I was like, man, what's up with Augusta?
right.
I was
right.
Like, Augusta, fuck.
Right. So you hear okay, Troy. Okay. You hear Troy.
For the very first time, I heard No More Play.
On Troy
first
joint.
First time, right. So I heard that, and that blew my mind, of course.
Right, of course.
And then I heard his song with Nino Storm, and I was like, yo, who was the other boy?
Okay.
Who was the other boy?
Okay. That's what's up, man. So at 13, you doing this. Then... Let me ask, one thing I need to know. Was you writing this down?
Back then, yeah.
Back then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then, yeah. Okay, so you was writing it down back then. Mm-hmm. Dog, man, that's I'm just saying, most people around that time, like almost everybody around that time wanted to be a rapper, but this was just a serious passion for you.
Yeah, it was a passion. Because you got to know back then, though, coming from Augusta, shit, we ain't had nobody that was rapping. You know what I'm saying? But you know, like, I'm from Barnvina, we had Millionaires and Players.
Yeah.
Like, who else we had?
Wolf.
We're from Barnvina.
Shout out V-Tech. Yeah, shout V-Tech. Out Wolf.
Rest in peace, mm-hmm. Wolf.
Shout out Mr. Hill.
VA.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But we had a lot of local ads. We had Juggernaut, Southern Crime Family, mm-hmm. on South Breed. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Fire Dog came around a little later.
Don Yak.
Yak.
Don Yak.
Mm-hmm. Well, DC, where he was with Southern Crime.
Yeah, DC.
Yeah, so.
DC.
I grew up listening to all of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And people consider me in they bracket, but shit, I was a youngin'. And I ain't even have no project. I was just mingling with them.
Just you doing what you're doing.
But V-Tech is the one who gave me the name Ball.
Okay.
V-Tech is the one that gave me the name Ball. I used to say I remind him of 8-Ball. Yeah. That's the big homie.
That's the homie.
Yeah. That's who gave me the name.
It's some really shit right there. Cuckoo.
That's the homie.
So V-Tech. Would you say that growing up here and just observing all the talent around you, did that really like influence your musical journey as far as like, you know, just seeing all the talent around you or being inspired by anything, did that make a difference in your, you know, your musical style?
To a certain extent, like those guys I just named, they did. Like, to be honest, I don't really care for the new Augusta music scene.
Okay.
I remember back then, because when V, they used to be with the LL Beans and stuff, Duckheads, yeah. Chris.
Like, I see back then, I appreciated that more because back then, like, I feel like Augusta had his own identity. Like, now.
It actually did. When they was doing music.
Yeah, it didn't sound like nowhere else.
It didn't sound like, no, actually, that cuz come from V.
Exactly.
And guess who doing that? You already know.
You already know.
We don't even got to do that. Goody Mob. You know what I'm saying? So, that came from V-Tech. They was like trendsetters. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, they didn't follow, you know.
And CD
everything what people was doing.
I'd be disappointed in the Augusta music scene, to be honest with you.
Well, what you mean,
because
man?
The shit, 90% of it just sound like copycat. You know what I'm saying? And like, don't get me wrong, I got much love for my people in Atlanta and all that, but I just feel like so many artists be trying to sound like they from somewhere.
So okay, but all right, hold on. Okay. I feel like you can't just blame Augusta because, like, New York trying to sound like Atlanta.
But see,
Philly trying to sound like Atlanta.
Everybody trying to sound
Chicago like trying to sound like Atlanta. Everybody is.
I agree. But the reason why I blame Augusta, because Augusta is my concern. Okay, I could care less what they doing.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I feel that.
But that's why, and Augusta ain't never did that. You know what I'm saying?
Never did. Augusta never did that. It's funny though, you saying that. So, you saying the sound of Augusta. So you saying that VTech sound was the official sound?
I ain't gonna even say that. Cause like, you got like VTech, then you had like the real down south Georgia boys, not Pastor Troy, but real DSUB. It just back then, everybody sounded different, but it didn't sound like nothing else. Like prime example, like Memphis. When you hear all those cats, as soon as you hear, you know the niggas from Memphis.
You sure do.
It's the way they pronounce words.
Even in sort of like their cadences and everything. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know they from Memphis.
It's a style.
When you hear cats from, like, I'm a real heavy on Detroit rap fan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when you hear
your
baby money, your peas, your ice, well, as soon as you hear it, you know them some Detroit niggas.
Out the gate.
You know what I'm saying? But when you hear a lot of this shit from Augusta, I'd be like, damn, where that nigga from? What part of Atlanta he from? That's the first thing I say.
Right.
90% of the time.
Because they style is just, it's all the same. It's all the same. Nobody really got a personal
identity. And that ain't
identity.
Everybody. Don't get me wrong.
It's a couple of cats out here that I really fuck with.
Know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Really fuck with. You know, when I first heard your joints, you know, I was like, oh man, this cat here. I'm like, whoa, he's spitting. He really. So I was like, yo, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I said, Bizzo, he really spitting this? This is what he spitting, this is what he live. You know what I'm saying?
Big facts.
So I'm listening. Then we do the show. You was like, you wasn't gonna do the show, you know, just I'm like, no, bump that. You're an MC.
He undersold himself, right? Cause when he came, he did something that nobody else did.
Yo, he did something really nobody really did. At that show,
like,
I'm gonna keep it funky.
He killed it. He. If people was like, who was the best performer, there could be an argument for him just because of that one moment. You know what I'm saying?
That moment, he stopped, and first of all, he hit me in the inbox and told me, "Look, people get it misconstrued that when they hear his beats, when they hear your beats, you know what I mean?
Because a lot of people put me in the." Like this the Boom Bap rap.
Right.
But I don't consider myself Boom Bap.
Boom Bap rapper.
I don't even consider myself hip hop. Like, I'm a trap rapper.
No, I call him. Look, this is what I call his music.
Don't say that.
No, I call his music.
Let me clarify. Let's clarify
this. Clarify.
Okay, come on.
Reason why I say I don't consider myself hip hop because, like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not one person that into the culture and all that.
At least you honest.
Know what I'm saying? Like, when you listen to my music, you're going to hear what I done been through. We're going to sell some dope. We're going to fuck smoke. Excuse my language.
No,
but
you're good.
That's all it is.
You
want to
know what's so funny? That, to me, is culture.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not concerned with having
but
the
I
best
get,
bars.
Nah. Yeah, you're not concerned about being the best.
Yeah,
and all
but he still has to articulate the story in a way where it's.
This is where I'm getting ready to lead
that.
To.
See,
listen.
People put me in. I know why I get put in that box because the production.
I say it's the lyrics, the way your delivery
it's
is.
It's more the production than anything, though. And I know that firsthand because I know I pick a lot of.
You do pick a lot of nice.
You know what I'm saying?
So like,
I pick a lot of hip hop.
It's like it's almost
I call his kind of music boom trap.
Boom trap.
Okay.
Instead of boom bap, it's boom trap because it's still got the elements of like what someone would call like boom bap or hip hop, but it's trap beats.
Listen,
you know
this what really freaks me out, yo. So he says, listen, I don't even write. You know what I'm saying? And I witnessed it. Because he walked in here one time. Had a shout out to my homeboy, Butler Boy.
Butler Boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Much love. That's my guy.
You know what I'm
saying? That's my guy.
Fairstone Park.
Yeah, yo, he walks in. Butler done did his verse, everything, bouncing, we doing what we do. He walks in. Yeah. You ready? Yeah. He walks right into the booth. Gets to spitting. And I'm like, yo, I'm looking. I don't see nothing in his hand or nothing like that. All right. I ain't know he didn't let you just do that. That's what you do. Mm-hmm. And it shocked me, man. He comes out, and the verse was bananas. He lays it down. Everything does. Everything that you supposed to do. Then comes and says, yeah, I don't write. I said, you don't what?
I brainstorm.
I said, so you don't write. You just walked in there and just did that. And just, he's like, nah, I don't write. So then he comes to, we do the show. And he's like, yo, I'm going to do this for Salah. Salah got this for you. And in the middle of his show, he already was killing the show. I mean, the way his production, like, you're right. Your production is crazy. So the way the show was, it was just dope. Then he stops in the middle of the show and give us a critique. Dope ass freestyle, man.
Yes, I love that.
Freestyle. And man, listen, man. And then how he did it, after he freestyled, he went right back into the show.
Right back into it. Like,
right back into the show.
I'll tell y'all something real quick. That's it.
Right back into the show, man. That was ill, man. That was like one of the most, I'm going to be real with you, that was the best performance that we ever had there.
I appreciate it.
Straight up, man, because it was dope to me. It was like, yo, he just out of nowhere, he just like, yo.
This shit good as hell.
And the man, oh, yeah.
It ain't going
in. What's that? This liquor, right?
Hey. Shout out to our sponsor, Bomade.
Shout out to Bomade.
Vodka.
Yeah, Bomade, yes.
Everybody know I drink some liquor.
And I only took a sip.
Yeah.
I took a lot of sips.
Okay.
Shout out to Bomade, yo.
Bomade.
Life, man. Doing good, though. But see, man, I mean, really, man, like.
So you got to tell us about, like, you know, your newest music that is out. So, well, BBL and Miss Butterworth, like, tell us about that. What inspired those songs?
Well, first, the ladies love me. First of all, and Mrs. Butterworth, that jam, I got a soft spot for a woman with a little size on her. You know what I'm saying? My mama, God bless her soul, was a big woman. Aunties, cousins.
That's
you
right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm from the South. You know what I'm saying?
Cornbread, collard greens.
He like grits.
Yeah. Grits.
So,
you got, hey, hold on,
girls
wait.
Raised in
grits
the
with sugar?
Oh, hell no.
That's
man, what?
Hey,
that's
hey,
my
hold
dude.
On, wait a minute. I'm about to get very offended up in here. Okay.
That's my dude.
Why, you like sweet grits?
Listen, I don't
you
know
like cream
if it's
of wheat
a Midwest
thing.
Thing.
You
know,
like cream of wheat.
I don't know if it's a Midwest thing or a Minnesota thing, but damn it,
Wits.
Some butter.
Yo,
and some sugar.
Nah,
yes, I have converted
cheese.
My children.
Nah, man,
yes.
It's nasty.
With a
but
little
anyway.
Bit of sugar in it, it's nah. So good.
Butter and sugar?
Yes. Hold on, wait a minute.
That sounds like cream of wheat, because I put butter and sugar and cinnamon in my cream of wheat. You know
well,
what
first
saying?
Of all, it's not even. It's going to change your life.
Farina,
you
man.
Have
that's
with
that is definitely cream of
rice,
wheat.
Rice, butter. Put a little dab of sugar in it. See how your life changes. Well, that's no, all I'm not. Saying. But anyway, I'm going to move on. See how your life
before
changes.
Before we get off that, I don't think I know about sugar. Nah. Sugar is to cut salt.
That's right.
If you and I don't
you can
even,
have a little bit of
and
both.
And I don't even cook and know that much.
Okay.
You can have a little right. Bit of both and it's not going to hurt
you. If you put too much salt in there, you dab a little
sugar
in there
exactly.
Cut the salt.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that neither.
Sugar cut
but
salt.
With the grits,
just
it,
the dab.
It doesn't
just
go with the grits.
It's too salty. I ain't
just
gonna try
the dab.
Drop a little sugar in there to cut that salt out the gate.
Word.
That's right.
That shit works.
Word.
Just a sprinkle.
Word,
but
man.
Yes, most definitely.
But Butterworth,
okay, so yeah.
About Butterworth is more like a motivational record. Like, what's the best way to put it? Because you know, you just look at the news and you see motherfucker going having all these liposuctions and all this extra shit in the gym. And I don't know about ever trying to be healthy. You know what I'm saying? But that nigga like me will fold your big ass up. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't, real nigga don't care about that kind of shit. You know what, like, I got a record where I say, motherfucking, I can't do nothing with you if you ain't loyal. You know what I'm saying? I take loyal over looks any day. You know what I'm saying? And that just being real. So,
no, he's being 100% real. I know this man for years.
Yeah.
I've seen this man in life.
Like, I don't really. Gay. I've never.
There's no cap on what
he's talking
about.
I've never dated like a slim woman, maybe once or twice in my life.
I can't even see myself with one, but you know, hey.
Like, you got to have a little meat on your bones somewhere. Yeah, I like to wrestle. You know what I'm saying?
He said wrestle.
Want to blow away in the wind.
Yeah, that's just that.
WWF.
You just got to be comfortable in your own skin, man.
I mean, yeah, being comfortable. And you know,
cause they just like me. I've been fat all my life. I ain't going no gym, none of that bullshit. I did 5 years in prison. I ain't seen the weight yard. Dog said,
hey, word.
I ain't seen the weight pile. I'm finna go out
five
here.
5 years? You said yeah. Five joints?
I did five in the feds.
Yeah, he did.
In the feds, ass. So what you think about how these young cats moving then?
Shit, they reckless. But I'm gonna say this. You better stand on that shit.
You got to.
You better stand on that shit.
Hey, you know, you heard about 50 Cent.
I've been seeing bits and pieces of it, but I ain't really been following it.
So what you think about?
I just been seeing like headlines here.
Like he 25 years old, right? Mm-hmm. So 50 giving him money. Damn near, let's just break it down. 67 for the child support a month.
He 25. How you getting child support?
Well, he ain't getting it no more.
Oh, okay.
So he felt like he was getting, you know what I'm saying? He felt a certain way. He started getting at his pops. Jeez. He felt like he should have been getting at his pops, man.
Hell no.
His mama and them damn near got, like, with between shit. Let's just say what we said, between 09 to, like, now like, was, like.
At least some.
No, 700 and something thousand.
Hell yeah. He's got a lot. And my thing is that, listen, at 25. You got
to
go out and start being responsible as an adult. You know what I'm saying? Like, get a job. It's okay.
How old was it when you got locked up?
Guess what, Joe?
Used to a certain lifestyle, but you're an adult. That's it.
At 25, I was on my fourth year in prison.
That's what I'm saying.
Guess what his new job is, though? His new job is to be a 50 Cent antagonist. Somebody paying him to do that.
They got to be. They are.
Because he's like, okay, Dad, you cut me off. Cool. These
now
dudes been knocking at my door to come get at you on social media.
But his dad is
bread.
Cutting him off. But come on, man. Come on now. Over
but he
millions
already
of
had
dollars.
Like crazy problems with Bull and this girl, right?
Yeah.
Like this his own thorn in his side, son. Like.
Yeah.
It does. And the sad part about it is that
that's
twins.
Messed up too.
I mean, literally.
What you mean? He looks like 50.
Yes.
He looked like 50 when 50 first started, when
they
50 first came out.
Twins.
They look just alike.
I didn't look at a video like that long enough.
They look
I'm
just
telling
alike.
You.
I caught it after the Charleston White
choke,
shit.
No, he was talking to Choke No Joke, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You could tell 50 ain't ever put his foot in that nigga head. That was
ever. Like, he ain't grow up around 50 at all.
Like, for real.
So,
like, he just was.
But
really
we seen picture. I don't know. I guess, you know, that's brief.
A
that may be brief.
A
or whatever.
Picture is only a second.
We don't know how long that
really
was.
I don't know really
like
how it went. Yeah, I don't know if he grew up around. I don't know how it went with 50. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, man, this I mentioned Charleston White. This internet thing, man. You was like, yo, real niggas, real people, you know, being a real dude. How you feel about Charleston White, man?
Man, Charleston White is fucking hilarious, man.
He's a crowd.
Well, I just be tripping off an old head once told me, man, when you entertain the circuit, you might as well be a clown yourself. You know what I'm saying?
So, say that again.
Like, I really be disappointed in them niggas who be on the internet going back and forth with Charleston White. Like, the nigga just funny as fuck to me.
He's laughable.
Like, he's laughable. I know.
Laughable.
I'm going to get me a good laugh every time he open his mouth. Everything. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why Boosie ain't respond.
And I hate to say it, some of the shit nigga be saying be true.
Like, most of the stuff he do, like,
you know
how he break it down, it's how he say it.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, I told
y'all
you.
Y'all really
I,
mad at
like
him,
Charleston
though.
Charleston White, no, he just know how to prick the right words to trigger people's feelings.
Exactly.
Right? So, like, to say to T.I., I'm a Trayvon Martin, your son, like, that's a trigger for everybody in the world because
exactly,
they, like, Trayvon Martin was a hero or, like, you know what I'm saying, to us. And you just going...
He just going around pushing buttons,
like
basically.
Like when he was talking about the nigga on King Von, and he say, Lil Timmy killed the demon. So, like, it's crazy, but the shit was actually funny to me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, he
I'ma
didn't.
Keep it all the way real.
Yo,
he say Lil Timmy is a hero.
No, he didn't,
demon.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
But, this cat is off the chain, man.
But think about it from the perspective of the families of the victims of King Von, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
The how do you, they feel like Charleston White.
Yeah.
Right? Because they got every right to. This nigga killed somebody in their family.
I didn't see what...
Pretty
what
much.
What made me mad with niggas, period, is people be acting like because you a celebrity, the value of your life is more important than the next person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like... And in my mind, Lil Timmy need to go down as the best homeboy in history. He
right.
need to go down as the homeboy in the homeboy
Who
Hall of
saved
Fame.
His homeboy?
Who saved his homeboy? You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Right.
Because I put myself in that scenario. If I see 20 of y'all niggas, you swing on my homeboy. I'm from the hood. We already know y'all finna smash us.
We already know that.
20 niggas ain't finna sit there and let y'all fight hell
us,
up. Y'all
right.
finna punish
right.
us. He ain't did nothing wrong. I was with the shooting at them niggas
right
ass
now.
Too.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That just if me and my homeboy just together and he get into it with a nigga, he get into it, we gonna whip that nigga ass together. Unless he just tell me, homeboy, stay out of this.
I got
it. Well, I'm gonna sneak me a kick or something in.
That's how it's supposed
to. That's just the game.
That's how it went. That's how I used to do it back in the day.
That's just the game.
You see your partner getting jumped, you be way over here. Oh, yo, that's my miss.
Real
over
shit.
There, bop.
Real shit.
Quick, like,
I know.
But niggas one, be two. Valuing, like, once you get a celebrity, you supposed to be immune to certain shit. Like them motherfuckers ain't in real life or something.
It really get worse, actually, most of the time.
And that's why they be getting knocked off. That's just like mm-hmm. the whole PNB Rock situation.
Yeah.
Same thing.
That's crazy though.
You were just out of pocket.
Yeah.
And like
you got caught slipping.
Yeah.
And
but
these
if you had
is not playing, like
they is not playing. You got your shit out.
Because
they
niggas get
for the jewelry, right?
Niggas get that little fame, mm-hmm. and like I said, be forgetting it's the real world, man. Like when I be out of town, especially like I'm somewhere with my lady, and you know I might be bending corners. And you look at me saying, hell no, we ain't stopping to eat over here. Ain't about
like
being
that,
scared.
Bro.
I just got common sense.
I'm
right.
Just like,
I
mean, just like,
I'm not
yo,
from here.
Listen, when I go out of town, I move accordingly.
He
sure
and
does.
She'll tell you, I move accordingly. I
Very
done been
strategic.
Through things and seen things, and I respect it. I respect where I go to.
Exactly.
That's just what it is about respect, too. I believe it's about respect. A lot of them out there wilding out, talking out the side of their neck, blah, 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 blah. So I just believe it's a lot mm-hmm. about respect,
that,
too, man.
Yeah.
Well, okay, and another
reckless.
Important thing is, all right, people say, like, the whole, like, it's not, I don't think it should be a check-in or something like that, but I feel like wherever you go, you got to have allies.
That's
so
what
that,
I mean
that
by
live
respect.
There, that could
tell you how to
we
move.
We not supposed to be over here.
Yeah.
Bro.
Okay.
Look, we
okay.
supposed to be over here.
Okay.
And on top
yeah.
of that, like, yeah. if you want to move like that, it need to be checking in. Because what I'm saying by that is, okay, if you don't want to check in, you know you need to stay in the tourist district.
Right,
don't
exactly.
Don't fucking leave
here
there.
You go.
You know what I'm saying?
Here you go. Why
don't
you
fucking
go
leave there.
And go and put yourself in that position if you ain't that type of dude.
Well, the thing is, like, to not even have the knowledge that you're doing that is crazy to me. Like, how PNB Rock, like, he from the hood. His name is Pastorius and Bainton Rock. I grew up in that neighborhood.
Wow.
He from the hood. So he know better, right?
He knew better.
So he know, you. If when you from the hood, you can recognize when you in the hood.
Exactly. But that's when I go back to
what
I say about some dudes get that little fame and name and just
worst
be
drug known to man.
Yeah, and be forgetting that like this ain't that. Like niggas don't see that shit.
No, nah. Also I say this too. It should be a toxicology report on PNB Rock at that moment too, because we don't know if this man was on pills,
yeah,
drunk, whatever. We don't know what he was doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what was his state of mind for him to even be in a place like that and be caught slipping? He was just probably totally slipping already.
And, off the rip.
And that's another thing.
Right. You can't
not,
be like that.
I'm not getting that fucked up.
Somewhere that where you
somewhere
not home.
Somewhere where I'm not comfortable.
Right.
And you with your lady. Like, when I go out and I like to get fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I like to get DUI.
You like to do your thing.
But
like,
when I'm with my lady, I know I'm on security.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and you never know when shit can pop off.
Okay.
So I ain't going to never get too out of my element. You know what I'm saying? You got to move different. It's different than moving with your homies and moving with your lady. That shit totally different.
Word, man.
Now you got to think for everybody.
You got to protect her. That's your number one job.
That's your whole job. That's your first job anyway. Anyway, to protect your woman, is you a protector. But yo, see, man, let the world know what you got going on and where we can find you, G.
I'm here. Instagram, I am C-Ball, Facebook, C-Ball, Twitter, official underscore C-Ball, even though I hardly be on there. I got to get better, man.
You got to get better.
I got to get better. I got to get better with Instagram.
This dude be on Facebook, though.
I am C-Ball.
Yeah, you got something to say on Facebook every day.
I ain't no picture taking nigga. That's why I hardly be on.
Well, don't worry about that.
That's why I hardly be on Instagram.
Throw some of that what you call it, that big body.
I'm a talker, so I can do the Facebook.
Why you don't fuck with Twitter then?
I got to start.
Yeah, because Twitter is the talker's forum, dog. Yeah,
that's where you at.
They just want to read what people saying.
I might post on Twitter once.
But then go ahead. That's where
you got to look. That's what you got to do. You got to like make that. You got to break it off. You got to break up with Facebook, dog. Because Facebook really just.
It's a bad relationship.
Just like your
homies.
Yeah, it's just the homies. You're right.
Just your people. So.
You're right.
Like, but you need more people to hear what you like. You know what I'm saying? Twitter, that's where it's at.
But yo, man, I really do appreciate you, man. Augusta native, a true Augusta native. I couldn't have just anybody talking about Augusta. But I'm just saying, I needed that. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You're an LMC, man, no doubt. I know you're saying you ain't hip hop, you ain't culture, but hey, yo, what you do is all that, man.
I just do what I do.
It's culture, man. And we appreciate you coming on to the Boom Bap.
Shit,
Bible,
I appreciate you for having me.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. Yo, man, we up out of here, baby. It is what it is. It's the Boom Bap Bible, man.